Greetings and welcome to another session with your friend Gerald on bpnradio.com. This is Gerald Chavez and welcome back. Today, I want to review some scriptures that came to me during the week just through exploring in my prayer time of those verses that apply to us and how we run our businesses. And first, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, for you are my rock and my redeemer. And I ask, dear Lord, that you would open our hearts so that we could take in your word and be both hearers of the word and doers of the word, because it's in doing and following your word that we are blessed. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I was able to find a few scriptures that just, they reminded me that God's in control, and here in his holy word, it seems like it's just directions on how we're supposed to conduct ourselves in our everyday lives. And then these in specific speak directly to how we handle our businesses. So it's obvious this word, this living word of God, it is life-changing. And when we follow it, people ought to see the likeness of Jesus Christ in our daily walk. Meaning, when they see how we conduct ourselves, they ought to stop and scratch their heads and wonder, what makes that guy so different? And we should be able to tell them, it's all because of Jesus. Here, out of Psalms, let's read Psalm 112, verse 5. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. And then we have, dishonest money swindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. That's Proverbs 13, verse 11. Here's Proverbs 16 and 8. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. Whether it's giving too much change or receiving too much change, that means we have to change. Thinking that I may have gotten the better of someone, even if accidentally, and the faster I get that resolved, the better. And for me, it's usually something that came way after the deal was done, and I'm reviewing and think, oh, you know, don't ever think that you're going to misrepresent anything to someone and get away with it in God's eyes. That buyer might buy it, but the one who sits on the Bema seat, the seat of judgment, he's got the tape running 24/7, and there is a day when we will sit there and have it reviewed. I don't want to be the one that has more to review than he already has, if you know what I mean. So I kind of operate myself, and I hope you would too, that the Lord's always watching. Here's a good one, Proverbs 22 and 16. One who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and one who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. And then here's one that reminds you that mama was always right, that you should always be working. The craving of a sluggard will be the death of him, because his hands refuse to work. That's Proverbs 21, verse 25. Woe to him who builds his palace by unrighteousness, his upper rooms by injustice, making his own people work for nothing, not paying them for their labor. Jeremiah 22:13. Let's see here. This is Luke 16, verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. The scales, right there. How much are you trusted with? How little are you trusted with? And dishonesty. God's going to see everything we do, even our thoughts. Those innermost thoughts you think only you can hear, those count. Got to make sure that we're striving to be more and more like Jesus every day. A couple more verses here. Of course, there's always our favorite Colossians 3, verse 23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Make sure that walk reflects the walk of Jesus. Can they see it in the way we handle our businesses? And those are the ones I just wanted to share this week, hoping that you're able to take a couple of those and apply them to your own business. And remember that at bpnradio.com, there's room for more on BPN Radio if you wanted to become a presenter like me on a Saturday and present items about your business. Be sure to visit bpnradio.com and look into Marketplace Saturdays. Also, you can give at bpnradio.com, click on the donate button, and you'll be able to give a tax-deductible donation to this wonderful ministry that reaches so many across the world. As far as marketing a business on bpnradio.com, there are guidelines on how to do that by becoming a member of the Marketplace Saturdays. And I can tell you what, since I've started this, it's been a blessing to me. My time in the Word has increased. I thought I had a ton of time in there, but there's always more time to be given, I have found. And in that time, my business has improved. I'm going to say that every bit of that is a result of my spending more time with God. So thank you for listening. Don't forget to visit bpnradio.com and make your donation as soon as you can. And y'all have a great week. We'll see you in 7 days, or hear you in 7 days, or you'll hear me, or we'll talk again in 7 days. And now I'm going to play some music, and bye-bye.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need tomorrow brings. There's not a day yet you have not seen. So in all things be my life and bread. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could. Ready?
give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. Bring light to the darkness. You give hope and you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we
The God who was as you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine.